Welcome to Guerrillapreneur, the Art of Waging Small Business Warfare podcast, teaching Davids how to defeat Goliaths. Now here's your host, Mark Anthony Peterson.
Welcome back to the podcast for entrepreneurs, startups, and business mavericks. If you're not a maverick, you don't have to go home, but you got to get up out of this podcast. In this podcast, we teach entrepreneurs how to defeat the corporate giant. Just like in the story of David and Goliath, David defeated a much taller and stronger Goliath, not by fighting the giant in hand-to-hand combat, but by using technology. A slingshot. The slingshot allowed the smaller David to attack from a distance that minimized the advantage that Goliath had over the smaller David. My name is Mark Anthony Peterson. I am a serial entrepreneur, a futurist, and the managing executive at Sierra Consulting, a leading small business strategy and technology consulting firm. I am also the author of the book Guerrillapreneur, Small Business Strategy for Davids Wanting to Defeat Goliaths. This podcast is brought to you by Sierra Consulting. An idea can launch a business, a strategy can take it global. Guys, check us out at patreon.com/guerrillapreneur. Show support for the show and help us put a fab lab in the Black Belt South in Selma, Alabama. And also help us improve the quality of the show. Make a one-time donation or give as little as $1 per month. That's less than 3 non-fat lattes. If you can't donate, we understand. But we would hope that you will share the show with your friends. Like the show. Comment on this show, subscribe to the show, and get everyone joining the tribe. We need more guerrillapreneurs out there. Do it on iTunes, do it on Podomatic, do it on SoundCloud, or do it on Spreaker, or do it at our website, sierral.com. This is another fun episode. For those of you who don't join us the third Monday of every month over on YouTube, where we talk about ways that you can make a dollar out of 15 cents, this is the audio of that Google Hangout. Each month, we want to give you more ways that you can save money and invest in slingshot technology. Technology that is traction-oriented that helps you defeat the corporate giant. How does it do that? It helps you serve or price at levels equal to that corporate giant. And I know, Mark, you're saying, that's crazy. No, it isn't. Not in the sharing and gig economy. In the sharing and gig economy, you can leverage crowdsourcing to deliver packages cheaper than FedEx. So in order for you to defeat that corporate giant and to get this kind of disruptive, traction-oriented technology, you have to learn how to make a dollar out of 15 cents. And we do that in this episode. Check us out monthly on YouTube at Sierra Consulting and join the chat and join the tribe and let's help everyone figure out ways that we can save more money and invest in slingshot technology. I hope you enjoy this episode and check us out over at patreon.com/guerrillapreneur. Welcome back to our monthly reoccurring segment, How to Make a Dollar Out of 15 Cents. Each month on YouTube, we give you a live cast where we talk about these David Letterman style top 10 list of ways to save money that you can use to invest in disruptive technology. If you missed it, we're going to give you a mulligan. We're going to go through those top 10 right here, right now. Make sure you have your pen and pad ready because we're going to go through 10 exciting ways that you can save money. Let's start with number 10. Join a National Association of Self-Employed. By joining this association, you're going to save in a massive way. 32% on UPS overnight delivery, and you can also apply to win one of their monthly grants for $4,000 that you can invest right in your business. You can also sign up for their free database that is used to market your services to large corporations. Again, that's the National Association for Self-Employed. Make sure you join that. Number 9, form a buying alliance with some of the local companies in your area that buy some of the same items or ingredients that your small business buys. So if you're a restaurant, why not go down the street and talk to the local grocer? Dollars to Donuts, you're buying some of the same things. Form a purchase alliance. If you're a salon, you should already be a member of the Association of Salons or the Professional Beauty Association, where you can take part in their purchasing programs, as well as other exciting programs that they have as part of their associations. Tech companies, all other types of companies where you have to buy or acquire using hard capital, you should be trying to find ways to minimize it by getting economies of scale, purchasing together to reduce those costs. Number 8, partner with local colleges and utilize their students as interns. I know here in Atlanta, Georgia Tech and Emory School of Business, Gisweta School of Business, both have programs where their students can work with local companies and provide some great intellect and give them college credit for helping you solve some of your biggest problems. I know where I was an associate adjunct professor, we had a program that we launched after a business came and asked us for help. And it was a great way to give our students some real life experience and to give those companies a set of really sharp go-getters who were going to give them the thinking capacity that they didn't have on a day-to-day basis. Number 7, have you thought about AAA? I'm a member. If you're a member of AAA, it's not just about getting that tire fixed or replacing that dead battery. They have some great discounts as well. How about 15% off all your UPS store transactions? How about 40% off AMC movie tickets? Wow, 40% to see Black Panther. Huh? Might go see it twice now, right? 75% off drug prescriptions. 7% off auto insurance. 10% off hotels. There are a lot of benefits that you can use for your business with being a member of the AAA. Plus, as a AAA member, I get all sorts of coupons in the mail for cheap oil changes. I know that guy gets tired of seeing me every 3,000 miles because I'm there regularly because they send me a coupon for $19.99 oil change. Sign up. It's a great way to save money that you can use to invest back in your business. You need software for your business? How about getting some free or trial software? Yeah. Hey, and it's not a guy sitting out in front of a shady-looking closed building selling you these DVDs out the back of his truck. Go to download.com and try out hundreds of software products that are free or trial versions or limited versions that will give you enough functionality without taking a whole lot of money out of your pocket. I've gone there, and you go look on the left menu and click business, and there's a whole host of software packages, trial versions that you can use, and it can help your business. One product that I used for a long time was Nitro PDF. So back in the late 90s, early 2000s, and we were sending presentations all over the place, didn't have the version of Adobe needed to convert PowerPoint or Word documents into a PDF. The Nitro PDF was a free piece of software that I could use to do that. You can also find things like preview versions of Microsoft Office. Now, it's going to be 2016, but still, that comes with a lot of functionality and not a whole lot of cost because it's free. You can also get the PowerPoint Viewer 2007 version. Comes with great functionality. Now, it's not the most recent, but again, you can make PowerPoint presentations, and that's pretty much what you're going to need when pitching to investors or to major clients. Download.com saves you money. Okay, how many of you, like me, are sitting in front of your desk looking at a printer where the ink cartridges cost more than the printer? I have had two HPs in the last 8 to 10 months because I buy the really cheap ones and, you know, they don't last very long. But the ink that goes in the doggone thing costs more than the printer. Until I found out about Costco's ink recharging program. Take out your pen and write down CostcoInkRefill.com. Go to that website and see if the cartridges that are in your printer are compatible with their recharge program. And you can get some of those ink cartridges recharged starting for as low as $6.99. Now, the ones that went into my printer, the ink, the color, and the black cartridge, total of $48. The printer only cost me $42. So, if I can get these two cartridges refilled for $7 a piece, that's $14. Look at all that extra change I have left over when I don't have to spend $48. May even have enough to buy a burger. And everybody knows I love those. The fourth way, number four, we're making our way up the ladder here, getting close to the number one way to save money. But number four, have any white t-shirts in your dresser? Why not get some stuff put on those white t-shirts? How about the URL of your company? How about the slogan? How about putting those on front and back? If you don't have any white t-shirts, then just go order some. There's a ton of places where you can get cheap t-shirts made online, shipped to you almost overnight, and you have an instant walking billboard. Give them out to family, give them out to friends, and watch folks walk around with your URL, your telephone number, your company logo or slogan, and see how fast the calls come in. Not a bad way to get free publicity. Now, you may be able to even work out a deal with the local teams, right? You've seen the kids with the t-shirt cannons who shoot them into the crowds. Why not put their school logo mascot on the front, your information on the back, and let them shoot that t-shirt into the crowd using that t-shirt cannon, and then have walking billboards all throughout your community. I tell you what, I'm wearing one of those kind of t-shirts right now. Had to push a little kid aside to get that t-shirt. I'm kidding. How about the number three way to save a little money, get some more eyeballs on your business, and generate more revenue? How about car magnets? Yes. You've seen people drive by with these magnets slapped on the side of their car or on the tailgate of their truck. Your eye looks over and tries to see what's on that magnet, and you see a number and slogan and name of the business. Why don't you have one? Why don't you have four? Put them on every door. I bought car magnets and slapped them on the side of my truck, started conversations at gas stations, called the number, got leads that I was not expecting. Go to Vistaprint.com. They have car magnets starting for as low as $15. Now, keep the slogan simple because you want the text to be as large as possible so that you can catch as many eyeballs. Vistaprint.com, $15. Get four of those. Stick them on your car. Drive around doing your normal routine and generate some leads. The number two way to save a little bit of money. Hopefully all of you have clients or have people that you have to bill in some way. If you do, why not put an advertisement on that invoice? I had a client that we suggested that sort of sticking in an advertisement or putting in some coupons right on the invoice. You see it all the time with some of the utilities that's in your mail. They may have an insert. They may even have additional information on the bill where you can buy new products. Why aren't you taking advantage of that postage that you're sticking on that envelope and get some mileage out of it by marketing additional products on the invoice? You can even do that in QuickBooks. Go in, modify the template, and put that additional verbiage or image on that invoice and try to net some new customers. Great way to tap in to some markets. Now, if you have some really complex billing capabilities, you may even be able to segment those out by customer type so that you get messages that are tailored to the groups that you think are most likely to buy your new products. Great, great, great way to get return on investment when you have to send out invoices. Okay, we've gotten to that point. The number one way to save money for this month, drum roll, use lumen5.com. LUMEN5.com. Lumen is a great way to create a video from a blog post. I have a blog post that I wrote about Black Panther, the movie. I had five great ways that I thought the movie inspired small businesses. By the time I finished with the blog post, it was 3 pages long. I thought it was powerful, so I went to Lumen and copied the entire blog post and put it into Lumen. Lumen took that blog post and converted the blog post into 7 PowerPoint-style slides that were connected like a video, and then they suggested music and taglines for each of those slides. When we were done, we had an 18-second video that was very powerful and drove a lot of people to my blog post and to my podcasts. By the way, you should be subscribing to my podcast, Guerrillapreneur, The Art of Waging Small Business Warfare, on Podomatic and iTunes and SoundCloud and Spreaker, so you can't run away from it. So you should be subscribing. But after launching that video, I got over 1,200 views. 1,200. Over 5,000 people saw the video. 1,200 interacted with the video. And I got a ton of new subscribers to the podcast and a ton of new people to the blog post. Guess what? Lumen 5 is free. Got all of that benefit and made me look like a marketing genius. Why don't you look like a genius by going in to lumen5.com, LUMEN5.com, and see how easy it is to convert words into videos and attract eyeballs. Why am I talking about it so much? Because all the studies and trends are indicating that by 2020, the majority of what you're going to see on social media is video. Your small business can't wait and be a laggard and expect to attract eyeballs. Start now and make it look professional by using these guys. Now, after you've perfected it, they do have paid versions that you could upgrade to that will give you even more capability to create really fantastic videos. Guys, I've had fun with the top 10 ways that you could save money and make a dollar out of 15 cents. And I'm sure somewhere David Letterman is eating his heart out, because we had a great top 10 and you're going to save a lot of money. Tune in next month here on the podcast, if you like, or join us live on YouTube the third Monday of every month from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to YouTube and type in Sierra Consulting, and you'll see the listing for all of our live hangouts where we have to discuss how to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Hit subscribe so you never miss an update or an episode. And we're going to go through these together, and I can interact with you to give you even more feedback and show you examples of some of the ways that I've used the recommendations that I'm giving you. Join us over at patreon.com/guerrillapreneur. If you're enjoying the show, if you're getting anything out of the show, please consider donating a dollar a month. One-time donation. If you can't donate, though, please subscribe. Please. I'm begging you. Subscribe. Hit that subscribe button. I know you're listening. Subscribe and then give me some comments. tell me more about what you want to hear so that we can continue to grow the tribe and have the kind of impact that we need to have on business and on the environment to make this a better place to live. By giving at patreon.com/gorillapreneur, you're going to help us launch a fab lab in the Black Belt South in Selma, Alabama, where young people, middle-aged people, old people, anybody can go in and have the raw ingredients need to start great businesses. Let's make that dream a reality. Guys, thank you for listening. Gorillapreneurs, Scott Sullivan said it best in episode 7. Be a mace. Sharpen those spikes. Because if you're not breaking something, your company might be the next thing that gets broken.
Thank you for listening to the Gorillapreneur, the Art of Waging Small Business Warfare podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, you may also enjoy the book Gorillapreneur, Small Business Strategy for Davids Wanting to Defeat Goliaths, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iTunes. Follow Mark Peterson on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Gorillapreneur. Now I want to close with a quote from the great Chinese military strategist Sun Tzu. Victorious warriors win first and then go to war, while defeated warriors go to war first, then seek to win. Keep fighting, Gorillapreneurs.